Hi, good evening. My name is Derek, calling with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news, media organization, or political campaign. Now, this evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Now, do you or does a member of your household work for radio, television station, newspaper, advertising, or any media organization work for volunteer political campaign?
No.
No. All right. Let me just go here. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. Let's see. And are you definitely voting?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a member? Are you immediate family from Latino, Spanish, Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your main racial background?
White.
White. And what is, group age are you?
Over 75.
Over, okay, thank you. Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you likely to rule between Democrat or Republican candidates? Definitely voting for Republican, probably voting?
Definitely voting for Republican.
Okay. Now, you will not be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with, which indicates if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Now, if you have never heard or don't know, let me know. Carolina, amnesty?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Aaron Huntley?
What was the name again?
Aaron Huntley.
I'm not familiar with that name.
And Leonard Spencer?
I'm not familiar with that name.
Scott Boyd?
I don't know that.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
Negative. Absolutely not voting for.
All right.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
I will vote for a Democrat.
And that would be definitely voting for Trump?
Yes.
Now, the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Donald Spencer, Democrat, or Carolina Amnesty, Republican?
Carolina Amnesty.
Amnesty. Okay. And that's definitely or probably on her
that's
side?
Definitely.
Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, legally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying her signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote?
Amnesty.
Amnesty? Okay. That's a definitely?
That's a definitely, as long as she's not in jail by election day.
Okay. Now, due to State Representative Amnesty arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. Now, if that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will not be asked about two potential Republican candidates who will run in November elections. The first one is, let me see, the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Aaron Huntley, Republican candidate?
Huntley.
Huntley, okay. That's definitely or probably?
Yeah, if he's a Republican, that's definitely.
Definitely. Now, election
I will
Florida.
Not vote for a Democrat.
Okay. Now, the election for Florida State House were held today. For whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democrat, or Scott Boyd, Republican candidate?
Scott Boyd.
All right. That's a definitely?
Yep.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. Classification purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election?
Trump.
Trump. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote for Republican, usually vote for Republican, or vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans?
Usually vote Republican, but I do look.
Okay. Now, you were label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. What is the last grade home education you completed?
College.
College. All right. This concludes our survey. You have yourself a good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.